The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear that we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 23rd October 2012. And before we get to the business at hand, I was handed this by, well, my wife gave it to me. It wasn't handed to me by my wife. Visit our online store, folks. We have many products such as air purifiers, many different radios, aviation radios, shortwaves, NOAAs, solar-powered radios, silent generators, health products, cool products, Silver Soul Gel, and, well, it's exactly what it implies, a gel with silver in it. You know how that colloidal stuff works? Well, it works externally as well, and it doesn't wash off. Also have books, CDs, DVDs. You got a well out there. What happens if your power goes out? How do you get the water out of the ground? Well, we've got kits for that. And also videos and trailers. You don't know how to do something, or you don't know what you're looking at, or you don't know how it works. Hey, guess what? We got it there. So visit the online store, republicbroadcasting.org. It says it right at the top, online store. Always products being added to that. Shop with us. Help maintain what we're building here, folks. We need all the support we can get. I have with us today Paul Drockton. Are you there? Paul. Where's Paulie? I'll bet he's got his thing muted. I'll bet you Andy Hoffman doesn't. Hello,
nope. Andy. I hear you well.
How you doing, Andy?
Great. I just love that song at the beginning.
Steve Voss. By the way, if people want that music, I don't carry the CDs. 1-800-HIT-SONG. It's pretty simple. Yeah, it's time we take our country back. I mean, we've been letting the criminal cabals run this for so long. Andy, it's as if we can't tell the difference between government, corporations, Wall Street, or anybody else.
Right, it's called fascism, and it happened in Germany, and it happened many times before in history, and I'm terrified it might happen here.
Well, I can understand why it happened in Germany, because in the Weimar Republic, what did they have? They had some hyperinflationary problems.
But yeah, you know what the funny thing is that I learned about that? I just did a piece on it a few weeks ago. I had always assumed that it was the Treaty of Versailles which caused the, you know, Hitler coming into power. But after the hyperinflation, they actually recovered quite quickly when they started over. It wasn't until the crash in 1929 where Germany really fell on hard times and unemployment went up dramatically, and that's when the demagogues come into power.
Absolutely. All right. We've got ranting Andy Hoffman from Miles Franklin. And we'll attempt here to connect with Paul Drockton. I know he's out there. We'll get him. We'll be back in three, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Paul Drockton, are you with us?
I am.
There you are. There. Hey, I'm glad you could join us.
Yeah, we had something going on with the audio, but we're good.
Okay. Gentlemen, I was looking at your site there, Andy, Miles Franklin, Precious Metal Specialist, and I see your take on the markets as of yesterday for the PPT, and we just love these abbreviations. That's the Presidential Protection Team or the Plunge Protection Team. What happened today on the market? Why did we have a plunge today?
Okay, and actually the PPT, it is the Plunge Protection Team, and it's the nickname that was given by, of all people, George Stephanopoulos to the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, which is an actual government agency which was created shortly after the 1987 stock market crash, signed by Ronald Reagan, with the goal of protecting the stock market. Now, it used to be just during emergencies, but now that the world is in such bad shape, I take it to mean they protect every minute of every day to move it where they want to do it. And what you've seen in the last, not just today, but you've seen in the last week or so, you've seen some of their caps, their typical daily caps, like 1% and even 1.5%, breached on the downside. And for the most part, this is because they're really fighting the war against these horrible, horrible earnings. I mean, the government could write all they want about 7.8% unemployment rates and and surging consumer confidence. But the fact is that people are still losing their jobs and companies are not making money. And right now, this is a month ago, they announced QE, and the markets have lost all of their gains. And now the earnings are coming out and they're horrible. And we have another Fed meeting tomorrow, the last one before the election.
You know, what's interesting about all this, John and Andy, is if you take a look at historically, the stock market has predicted who's going to win the presidential election within 2 months of the election. And as long as the market is up 5.7% for the year, it seems to go to the incumbent. So I'm looking at this, and I'm honestly wondering if Romney's connections with Wall Street are finally paying off for the guy. I mean, his top 10 donors, 9 of them are, central banks. So you take a look at it, and you can't help but wonder if this is an attempt to influence the election.
Well, I mean, you think about his top 10 donors. Now, remember, Obama's top 10 donors in 2008 were those same banks, and now they're going for Romney. In fact, in 2004, they were all going for Bush. So these guys know what they're doing. And if you look at what the stock market has done, it really started its move literally right at January 1st. And again, we talk all the time about how the banks have taken over politics, the government. But if Romney actually wins, this will be the first time an actual banker took over the government. And that's really scary to me.
Well, Brian, go ahead, Paul.
The other thing we need to understand about the stock market is that not everybody's losing when the market goes down. Thanks to the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, since the mid-80s, we can now trade index options, which means we can literally bet against the entire market index. If you take a look at the S&P 500, which represents 75% of every dollar, or 75 cents of every dollar that's invested in in the stock market, large cap stocks, basically being able to bet against that guarantees that every time the market goes down, that the holder of that option is cashing in on the entire index, and that is huge.
And if you look at the earnings, you look at all these big companies like IBM and Intel and Google that are, horrible, horrible earnings and even worse, their outlooks. The only group that's doing well, at least on paper, are the banks. Now, a lot of these are due to fraudulent accounting. They're due to the paper carry trade that they're given. As a result of the Fed's policies. But the fact is they are the only companies that are making money now, per se. And there is inside information that goes on regarding this PPT. So it does serve the needs of the banks, once again, at the expense of everyone else.
I guess there was a pretty good TV rating. 50 million plus people tuned into the final presidential debate. And on one website, I happen to see this. Some people say I'm stupid. Really? This is Obama talking to you. Here's how stupid I am. I was hired by over 69 million voters who totally ignored my miserable qualifications. I'm doing a lousy, stinking job with a record number of people out of work. I appointed 32 czars to do my job while I travel, vacation, and campaign for re-election. And digress for a second. Yeah, the government spent $1.4 billion in less than 4 years on Barack Obama. He says, I decide which laws I'm going to enforce and which ones I won't. I've doubled the deficit. I've ruined our health care system. I continually flaunt the Constitution as I see fit. And I still stand an excellent chance of being rehired. Tell me, who's stupid, me or the people who voted for me?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John, the big elephant in last night's debate room. Is
which I didn't
biggest.
Watch.
Yes.
We didn't say that.
Well, the biggest thing that they're not going to talk about, and the reason why both of these guys are being supported to some degree, is because of the massive amount of derivatives that are hanging over the heads of the United States citizenry. I mean, we're talking $222 trillion of derivative liability against a paltry few trillion in assets. And a good example of that is J.P. Morgan. $2 trillion assets on the books, $70 trillion of derivatives liability. And here's the thing about this, John, is as soon as these interest rates start going up, which they will after the election, they're going to start cashing in on these derivatives contracts because most of it is credit default swaps. And higher interest rates means higher default. It means that basically the person holding these contracts is going to be able to collect the full face value of whatever bond goes into default.
That is, if the interest rates go up, and I don't see that happening in near term. Do you?
I do. I think they're going to do it because they took a lot of time and a lot of work to put it together, to put together this ability to wipe out $222 trillion of America's wealth. I don't think they did that as an exercise. I think they did it with the intent of raising rates and literally bringing down the economy for their own profit.
Well, they're certainly not going to be talking about things like J.P. Morgan at debates, since J.P. Morgan is essentially one of the top donors to both candidates. And that was, if you remember, when Jamie Dimon was on Capitol Hill a few months ago because of that trading loss, and all the congressmen kissed butt to him, to Jamie Dimon, instead of criticized him for all the money that he lost for investors. But when it comes to derivatives, these numbers are actually probably much larger than what Paul's even saying. And the politicians, I don't think they even have a clue about what is really going on behind the scenes. And Paul's exactly right that those derivatives are set up to keep interest rates down. And if they pull the trigger, or if the trigger is pulled, not by their own volition, and they go up, you're going to talk about massive, massive losses across the world. And yeah, someone will collect on them if there's money to pay them with. But that's the big question. And actually, I want to make one more point about what Paul said about the favors that Mitt Romney may be calling into Wall Street. It very well may be. If you look at Intrade, people go to intrade.com, and you can see people, you bet on the percentage likelihood that Obama will be reelected. And just before the first debate, if you could believe it, was 75% or so, and then it fell down to the 60s. And today it's down to 56%. And I would bet anything that thing is going to go right down to 50 right before the election. And it's going to be, there's going to be a handful of bankers that are going to have a say, per what Paul was saying, into what happens November 6th.
And the bottom line, Andy, is that we both realize is that they're going to use whoever wins this election to cover their tracks. Mitt Romney isn't going to do anything to reform this shell game, this scam. He's not going to do anything at all to repudiate the debt that these individuals have incurred on our behalf. He's not going to do anything to dismantle the Federal Reserve System. He's not going to do anything but preside over this massive plundering and basically sit back and make sure that these guys get off scot-free while avoiding criminal prosecution. That's what these guys are there to do. That's what the president's job is to cover for these people's crimes.
Yeah, they get power, and in return for power, they give away freedom and the wealth of the nation.
Well,
absolutely.
By the way, I wanted to bring this up. On the commodity markets, folks, even though J.P. Morgan admits, yeah, gold is money, Ben Bernanke won't when he's grilled in front of Congress. But just a week ago, over 3.5 million ounces of physical silver were removed from the COMEX registered inventory. Now, that's 17% of their total registered inventory of silver. And there are big buyers of physical silver out there. Yet the cartel price suppression actions and several mainstream media spinners, they'd like to have us believe that demand for physical silver and gold is topping out. Now, to sum it up, that part of the public which relies mainly or solely on the mainstream media for its news, well, you're being tricked. Kind of like a Halloween metaphor into half-truths. Misinformation, manufactured news, otherwise known as disinformation. And, of course, there are blatant news blackouts. Those gulled into such fictions will not have a treat of being long the next time silver and gold explode upward, and they will be and are being misdirected into investments that have little or no profit or wealth protection potential. Now, I'm still waiting for the day here where silver starts to jump and people start lining up at the COMEX window and going, okay, I'm here, give me my stuff.
Well, this is obviously my area of expertise. I've spent 10 years writing about it to the point where I doubt that there's more than 3 or 4 people on earth that have done as much work on the topic as me. As for the 3.5 million ounces, I don't even look at the inventories of the COMEX anymore because I know that silver is not there, that it doesn't exist. If it existed, then it would have been taken out in 2008 when the entire industry ran a bit out of inventory. But
hang on 1 second, Andy. I wanted to explore this topic a little bit more because people still aren't getting this. If you and I said that we had a designated inventory, yeah, we got the stuff and we didn't, we'd go to jail for fraud.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out to school? That's what they said, the Constitution.
Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, doing business in front of God and all his people and saying that, okay, we're the people that are set up to design and control this commodities exchange. And you say that you've got all this inventory and you're open for business and everything is just hunky-dory. And when you really delve into who COMEX is, and these are the people that set the spot prices on gold and silver, platinum, palladium, all that stuff, wee hours of the morning, for a day's trading. Now imagine, if you will, that you claim you have all this inventory on hand and you're open for business and you're doing just fine. And upon closer examination, your physical stuff, you've oversold 100 times, at least. Is that fair to say, Andy?
Yeah, well, that's been admitted by Jeff Christian, the number one cartel apologist. But you don't even need to hear that from someone to know what's going on. Again, like I said, in 2008, the entire bullion industry worldwide was sold out. And I mean, every mint sold out of silver. Yet, the inventories on the COMEX stopped going down. And they weren't even that much. We're talking about 50 million ounces. It's not there to the point where I don't even look anymore. This is all about shorting of paper by what they call the commercials, who are supposed to be in business of hedging. Of course, no one is hedging anymore, so there shouldn't be any hedging. For silver alone, they have been net short for 20-plus years.
You know, what's interesting, mm-hmm. Andy, about this as well, is that, you know, looking at these contracts, if we take a look at who's actually taking out the contracts, obviously we're talking about institutional investors like J.P. Morgan. And one of the things I've noted is that they don't even let these contracts go to term. They're basically just canceling the contract midterm. So they create this contract, which affects the price, drives it down, and then they never fulfill it. So how nice is that? I can go ahead and manipulate price by agreeing to purchase 2,000 ounces of silver, and then I can go ahead and terminate the contract. I mean, that was something you could never do on the commodities market. That's why you simply sold it to somebody else. But we have institutional investors writing the contracts, canceling the contracts, and these things never see expiration, so they never have to deliver on them.
Because people ask me all the time, well, why doesn't a billionaire just come in and take that? I mean, there's 1,100 billionaires, and there's tons of corporations, and there's tons of 100 millionaires that could do all this. And why don't they? Because they're scared. Because they know that this exchange is a paper exchange, and they don't want to get the Bunker Nelson Hunt treatment, which is they change the rules on you. I mean, there are guys like Eric Sprott out there who are, through their funds, are buying hundreds of millions of silver, but they're not doing it on the COMEX. They know it's a fraud. I mean, we're talking about, think about this. We've been in a bull market for precious metals for 12 years now, in which gold has been up every single year. Would it surprise you to realize that in New York trading hours, meaning the COMEX hours of 8:20 to 1:20 p.m., gold and silver are down net-net over the 12-year period, and up, of course, in the other hours of the day.
That's telling by itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's impossible because all of the volume occurs in New York, and somehow it's down, and it's always the same times of day. 8:20 at the open, 10 o'clock, which is the PM fix, 12 o'clock, which I call the cap of last resort, and of course, 3 a.m., which is just when the London pre-market opens. And
J.P. Morgan banker's hours.
Yes,
yeah.
They're there.
I've always wondered, because you'll check the spot price from previous day, and then you'll look at the market, spot market, the next morning, and there'll be a totally different figure up there, and then of course it'll be down. Now, what goes on here? I mean, if the market closed and that was the spot price yesterday, when the market opens, why is the figure different? Why is it always down?
Theoretically, the way that this thing is structured is that the trading day is longer, you know, than what we see with the stock market with precious metals. I think it opens at 7:30. Is that right, Andy?
Well, the COMEX opens 8:20 Eastern Standard Time, but it is open pretty much 23 and a half hours a day.
Yeah. So that's why you're going to get the after hours trading. But the issue here is what we have is we have these banks, these Federal Reserve banks, what they're doing is they're suppressing the price. Not so much, I don't think it's so much that they're doing it just to scare people away from precious metals. I think they're doing it because they're buying. That's my belief. I think the 1% are filling up their vaults right now with cheap gold, cheap silver at our expense.
Relative cheap gold, cheap silver. I mean, gentlemen, let's not forget, you know, to the BizBang boys on Wall Street, gold and silver, any of that stuff, that's a commercial metal. That's used commercially, therefore it is a commodity.
Well, look, there are multiple, yes, it is money, and that's a whole nother conversation, because people, the mainstream will try to make you think it's this volatile investment when it's the dollar that's the volatile investment because of inflation. But when we talk about the reasons that they're doing this manipulation, this isn't just going back to 2000. I mean, this goes back centuries. And actually, all you have to do is go to the 1960s when you had what was called the London Gold Pool, which was an overt gold cartel, which said, we're going to keep the price at $35 and we're going to sell physical gold to do it. And of course, the U.S. government led that effort, and it failed in 1968, right before they had to get rid of the gold standard.
All right. Coming up on break, Paul, hold that thought. We'll take a break for the network. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to get on the program. As I've always said, when we have the experts and there's something you do not understand, don't be shy. If you don't understand it, it's a legitimate question for you. No question too small, no question too big. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression? or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right. We're back, and we got rudely interrupted by the commercial. So, Paul, you were saying, sir?
I was just going to point out that when I say cheap gold, cheap silver, I'm talking about where price is right now, and instead of where it should be. In other words, it's a great buying opportunity for people that are out there compared to other assets. Now, what I wanted to also point out is that we have to understand how the global elite conduct business and how they basically what they view as wealth. And clearly, it comes back to precious metals. It comes back to gold. It comes back to silver. If you take a look at the Federal Reserve Act, the individuals that are the stockholders of the Federal Reserve are to be paid in gold certificates from the U.S. Treasury, from our government, from the taxpayer. If you take a look at the World Monetary Fund, when they give a loan to a country, they demand repayment in gold. So literally, these people recognize the only real wealth in this world is precious metals. And as a result, what they do by manipulating the price, by bringing it down, not only is it tremendously profitable for them in dollars, but I just think that's the smaller side of the picture. The real picture here is the fact that they're in the accumulation phase. And while they're in the accumulation phase, prices are going to stay low. Now, they're going to hit saturation. They're going to hit the point where people are going to say, forget it, I'm not going to sell it at that price. When that takes place, that's when prices will go up. In spite of what the commodities market does, in spite of what spot price states, the point is there are going to be times, and I'll tell you, this is coming very, very soon, where people are going to say, you know what, forget spot. why should I sell it to you for, you know, $35 an ounce, $40 an ounce, when I got a guy over here that's willing to pay $60 an ounce or $70 an ounce? So they're creating a real dilemma for themselves here.
Well, there's been a difference between physical and paper markets forever. The premiums on any given day are going to be between 5 and 15% for physical gold and silver over the prices you see on the COMEX. And we've seen those numbers expand. During 2008, the silver numbers almost became 100% premium. So for anyone who thinks silver actually fell to $8 or $9 an ounce in 2008, it didn't. The lowest was probably about 17. And that was with, you know, 6 or 10 week delays. So there are two different markets, and that is their Achilles heel. But why they're keeping it down? Absolutely, they are accumulating it. But it really comes down to control. They want to control the system. And if you remember the term strong dollar policy, which came from Robert Rubin, the first Wall Street guy to become the Treasury Secretary, that strong dollar policy simply meant to sell the Treasury's gold and make it short on the commodity exchanges to make the dollar look strong. But now, as Paul's saying, the gold is run out. I mean, that's why Germany announced yesterday they want to audit their gold to see if it's there. That's why Venezuela said, give us our gold back. And that's why everyone is worrying right now about how much gold there actually is.
Andy, did you see that the Parliament of Germany was denied access to verification?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they were told that there weren't any visitor rooms for them to go to audit Germany's gold?
They gave the same excuse for New York, but New York does have visiting rooms.
Well, and what apparently yeah. what's going on in Deutschland there is, yeah, they want to know where their gold is, but it's in the Bank of England. It's in the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It's not in their vaults, and it's certainly not in their country.
And there have been admissions, as there have been with the U.S. gold, lots of admissions. This is what I follow for the last 10 years. Of swaps and lease agreements and all that kind of stuff. So everyone knows that some of that gold is gone. How much is the question? And my guess, based on the research I've done, is that almost all of the U.S. gold is gone. I couldn't tell you how much of the German gold is, but sure enough, there are admissions out there from senior bankers that there are swap and lease agreements out there, which means that 3,400 tons is not 3,400 tons.
Well, when they have debt to pay because of their own central bank, which charges interest on our currency and on their currency, that debt's paid in precious metals. That's the whole purpose for the International Monetary Fund. That's the whole purpose for the World Bank, is to convert FRNs into precious metals. That's what they do. So when we take a look at people that are advocating a gold standard, what they don't realize is that all they're going to do when they do pass a gold standard is use it as an excuse for confiscation. If you take a look at America's gold reserves, following the passage of the gold standard and the Gold Confiscation Act in 1932 or 33, they declined dramatically until basically, as Andy's pointed out, they almost disappeared by the time we got to the repeal of the gold standard.
Well, all the gold, all the 8,133 tons that the U.S. is supposed to have, and again, they don't. I know they don't. They may have a quarter of it, they may have a half of it, they may have none of it. But even if they had 8,133 tons, that's only worth about $500 billion. So when you compare that to the $16 trillion of on-balance sheet debt and then the $7 trillion of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac debt and then the coming deficits, it really wouldn't matter how much gold they had unless, as Paul said, the real price came to be. And that real price is going to come to be because the separation between the paper and the physical markets will eventually blow up the COMEX to the point where, like Paul said, no one's going to care what the price on the screen is.
So what is the COMEX going to be telling their customers when they show up at their windows wanting to cash out their contracts and they can't service those customers?
They pay them in cash. They're settling these contracts in cash. J.P. Morgan basically will settle silver contracts in cash. So if you take out a commodities contract on silver today, they have the option of settling in cash.
Okay. All right. Let me stop you there.
That's a screw job.
Oh, well, and let's just take today's spot prices on gold and silver. Did they have to make good on some contracts? Is this the reason why they drove it down so they wouldn't have to put out as much near worthless cash?
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're in what I call election lockdown. I mean, we were about to have what, you know, a massive triple top breakout at 1800. And that massive triple top breakout is the result of all the manipulation they did last year to try to push it down under 1900, and it kept coming back up. So look, European gold, euro gold, and rupee gold hit all time highs, just as the U.S. gold was about to have that huge breakout. And there was no way they were going to let that happen before the election, because, you know, you talk about fear. If gold was going to an all-time high right before the election, ain't happening. But, you know, once the election passes, that's another story, because you're going to see pretty soon, you know, the naked shorting has already started to slow down by these commercials, and demand is going to start to, you know, come in. The Chinese are going to come in big time around here, because it's just down too much compared to the fundamentals. And well, after the election's over, all bets are off.
You know, Andy, you're right. And now let me throw another thing in there. One of the things that we're going to end up with is liquidity crunch, because as they have to raise rates. Why are they going to raise rates? Simply because they're going to have to charge more interest when they keep printing money. It's just the way it has to be. There is no other way around it. So they will raise rates just to respond to the currency that's being dumped out there. And when interest rates go up, it's going to create a massive liquidity crunch at JP Morgan, which is the primary shorter of the silver market. It's going to create a liquidity crunch at HSBC, which obviously is the primary shorter of the gold market. And these people aren't going to have money to dump into options.
And when you look at the COMEX, again, the open interest over the 12-year bull market compared to been plummeting. I always publish this chart of the open interest, the gold price and silver price. I mean, it's going to get to the point where it's close to zero soon, because every time you have another thing like this where they knock it down like they did the last month, more and more traders leave. And so it's becoming less liquid as time goes by. And it's becoming more controlled, by the way, by these HFT algorithms, which now are just as prevalent on the commodity exchanges as they are in the stock market. So again, we're getting to the point where the stock market, the commodities market, the bond market, the currency markets are all getting to be completely controlled by computers. And pretty soon you're going to see a real break in the reality of the underlying market, the underlying commodities, and the underlying demand for actual dollars, et cetera.
All right. I have an off-air question here. Please explain overnight off-hours trading.
Yeah, well, gold, we're privileged to have a 23.5-hour day market where most of the big hits occur at the wee hours of the night. Those markets are only accessible by giant institutions and governments, and that's why you see at 3 a.m. these big hits in gold. That's why right now as we speak, this is the hours right after the New York closes when almost nothing is open. Almost every day, gold, you know, is walked down slowly because there's no one else there. This computer's only accessible to the big boys.
Art, you're up. You got a question for the gentleman?
Well, yeah, actually, in a way, but you know, I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and you know, it's just kind of reminiscent of the days of the Three Amigos.
Yeah, kind of, but you know what? I think, and forgive me for, I'm not trying to minimize anything, but I think the information that you're now getting, we've got Andy Hoffman on with us now. By the way, Andy, could you take the first Tuesday and the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday every month?
I think I can.
Okay. And we've got Gerald Celente on. He does the third Tuesday of every month. But forgive me for saying this. I don't mean to minimize anybody else's efforts. But I got to tell you what, the abundance of information, I think, Art, has drastically come up. You can't stump Paul Drockton on any question on the markets or anything else. So, you know,
I've listened to his show. He's absolutely amazing. You know, I don't know if you gentlemen caught the debate last night, but I couldn't help but watch it. I mean, I have to watch what these boneheads are doing so I know what, you know, what's going on, and I can actually point out their screw-ups. But I couldn't help but, earlier when you were talking about the bringing down of our economy and whatnot, we know that this is an orchestrated collapse. I mean, anybody who doesn't understand this just simply isn't paying attention.
Well, and I'm in full support of that, because nobody could be this dumb to take that housing market and do what they did with it, because the chickens, forgive this ancient thing, but the chickens would come home to roost on the deal, and they have.
Yeah, they absolutely have. But, you know, last night when they were discussing, basically it was on foreign policy, but they kept coming back to our situation here in our own country, and Obama had made the statement that instead of doing nation building around the world, we need to focus on doing a little nation building here at home. And the first thing comes to my mind, and I know a lot of people would think, oh, come on, Art, that's a little over the top, but I'm one of these sarcastic people, just can't help myself sometimes. And when I hear the words nation building, what I think is, well, first you have to, before you can nation build, you have to destroy the nation that exists there. So when you say this, Mr. Obama, is this an admission that you've successfully destroyed this country with you, between you and Bush and the rest of these boneheads, that you guys have successfully destroyed this country? Or is this an indication that you're about to finally pull the plug? I mean, I'm just such a sarcastic guy, I can't help but think these kind of things when I hear these kind of words coming out of him, or anybody.
Right. Here's a thought for you, Art. I'm holding my head up now with both hands, you guys, so thanks. If you take a look at the numbers that were thrown out there, I've got an article up on my website where I'm literally quoting from the second quarter comptroller and the currency, explaining the derivatives exposure to United States banks. This isn't something we're just making up or pulling out of the air. This is the U.S. government basically issuing a report and saying this is the liability that we're faced with. And the number they threw out is the number I use, which is $222 trillion for American banks. And they explain that most of the exposure is in five U.S. banks. Five banks. How in the heck can five banks rack up $222 trillion of liabilities without anybody noticing or trying to regulate what the heck they're doing? I mean, that's the real thing that they should have been debating last night, is how did they let these people get away with plundering $222 trillion of America's wealth?
But I've got a question to throw in on the top of that. Somebody made some money out of this deal. Where's the profits that they took? Out of all this derivatives, this CDO stuff, and all the stuff that went on in the markets, profit was being made. Where did it go?
Well, a lot of it was actually canceled out because, you know, we're talking about they're trying to take the economy down. And on that part, I disagree. To me, this is the end of, look, we had a fiat money era that started in 1971. We charged up cumulatively, the individuals, the municipalities, the corporations, the nations charge up their credit cards. Now everyone has too much debt and it's falling apart. And they are just in desperation mode, trying to figure out ways to push things on a little bit further. They create these derivatives that, so that if they can just, you know, create more derivatives, they can keep interest rates down more, below where they should be. And they naked short as much gold as they can on the COMEX to keep that going. But the fact is, yes.
Just interject there. Look, let's explain how derivatives work. 65% of them are credit default swaps. What that is one party gets together with a pension fund, a bank or an insurance company, or another pool of money, goes in with a bet, which could be, $1 million, and they basically get paid the full face amount of whatever bond they're betting against. That is an orchestrated thievery. There's no other way to describe it. These people knew exactly what they were doing, and the whole goal is to plunder wealth. There's no other way you can look at that.
All right, I'm talking about the difference between markets and the economy, two different things. They can't stop the economy from falling, but they can use the financial markets to milk out every last dollar that they can, and that's what they're doing today.
Well, and that's I've stated this before, Andy, that everybody's waiting, and then everybody's speculating. Some are saying in the first quarter of next year the economy is going to collapse. I'm looking at Mark Faber off of whatever show he does. He's going, oh, well, we're going to get a 20% correction in the stock market. And the only thing that I can think when I see what's going on right now is there is still wealth out there, and they mean to get their hands on it. There's still money out there. There's still money out there. So they're going to go for the quote-unquote gold at our expense.
And that's right. The money is the gold. That's what they want. They're using the derivatives to put themselves in a position to get as much gold as they can. But again, they have to compete with the Chinese, the Arabs, the Russian, the awakening people in America to get that gold. And pretty soon there won't be much left.
All right, we've got to take this break. John in Tennessee, hang on. I'll take your call after the break. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Bill Holter over at Miles Franklin put on the website, he said, supposedly we have a 2% growth in our economy now, but you must remember that the $1 trillion plus in federal deficit is also counted as growth. Without the deficit, which was roughly 8% of the economy last fiscal year, we in fact would have contracted some 6%. And this is assuming that the deflator number is correct, which it isn't. The sleight of hand is real, expanding in each of the previous 3 years, at least. So, true to form, government talks to you, they're lying. And I've always said, Andy, When they throw out a figure, you can safely times it by three.
Well, all you have to do is go to John Williams ShadowStats, ShadowStats.com, and he has his alternative measures of inflation, employment, the CPI, all that stuff. And as you said, it's about 3% difference. He has the annual inflation over the past 20 years closer to 8%, and the government says 2 or 3%. So your three times is right on.
Well, that's because the Fed chairman always says that, hey, we've got inflation under control. And people have been so programmed with that inflation thing that they have accepted this as some kind of normal occurrence as the sun rises in the morning and the sun sets at night. And it's actually the continued devaluation of the currency. That's what inflation is. But they're not going to tell you. They're not going to use that negative word, deflation. They're not going to do it. Because that would keep underscoring the fact that the currency that we use is, well, it's worth next to nothing right now. But that would demonstrate that, wait a minute, that was the Fed's top priority, was to provide us with a stable currency. Well, they haven't done such a hot job since they started in 1913 that it's now progressed or devalued 98%.
Right, and soon it'll be 100%. I mean, we've been... Since 1971, the entire world has been taught that dollars and euros and pounds are money, and we're like frogs in a pot. We don't seem to mind that the prices go up every year. And, of course, the Fed is out and the government's out every month saying, oh, inflation is low, it's low. I'm telling you, it's low, and it's going to keep being low.
Yeah.
And yet the cost of living goes up. That's why people work two jobs and two income households. You know?
John in Tennessee, let me squeeze you in before the end of the broadcast. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Andy, Paul. You know, it's interesting. Well, I was on hold. I'm going to talk about one thing. And you've hit about 15 subjects. I'd like to comment on all of them. I know we're short on time.
And your telephone connection is bad. So be brief if you can.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say basically is, how is it, Paul, that a high school graduate truck driver understands the farce of fiat currency, but yet someone like Romney and the others can appear to know nothing when they've got degrees in finance? How
My
is
friend,
it that
the definition of intelligence is the ability to identify patterns? It has nothing to do at all with your education, and it has to do with your ability to accept truth wherever it comes from and whatever form it's presented. So that's a credit to you that you understand it. And it's a credit to anybody else listening to this show, because one thing that we've done, I think, extremely well is we've made these things easy to understand. Andy, myself, John, that's the whole purpose here, is we want people to get it so they can throw the wrench in the system. And the wrench is buy precious metals. Because when you buy precious metals, you're literally taking your chips off the table and you're saying, guess what, I'm done with the casino.
Well, see, that's something else that I've likened it to, is a poker game. Mad cats at a kitchen table. The game's rigged. I'm not playing.
Yeah. Get what you can and get it out of their hands and make it for your own use, because they sure have been using you in a very negative way. Hey, John, thanks for your call. Andy Hoffman, do me a favor. Let my producer take you down. I want to get a point of contact with you that's not through the office.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Paul, stick around.
It's true.